This is KCUR 89.3. This Saturday will mark 5 years since a Kansas City police officer shot and killed 24-year-old Ryan Stokes. Since then, police have changed some of their tactics, and the Jackson County prosecutor has new ways to investigate deadly use of force. But the Stokes family is still seeking justice. Among other things, they want the police to come clean. KCUR's Peggy Lowe investigates.
Nareen Stokes had the talk with her son early on. The talk that generations of Black parents have had with their children. If the police stop you, stay calm, do what they say, stay alive.
I prayed for him every time he go out the door, you know. And we never really said goodbye. We would always say, see you later. Or, you know, come back, you'll be back.
Ryan Stokes was her only son. 5 years ago, he was working 6 days a week at his father's dry cleaning business. He was responsible, the kind of guy his friends called when they ran out of gas or needed a couple bucks for groceries. And he wasn't drinking that night at Power and Light District downtown.
The Power and White, they call it. They call it the Power and White.
Ryan and his friends didn't even go inside the entertainment district that night. They knew they wouldn't pass the dress code. Some say Target's blacks. It was a big night, packed because the Major League Soccer All-Star Game was in town, and police were out in full force. Just before the clubs closed at 3 a.m., there was a crowd at 13th and Grand when 21-year-old Jordan Miller came rolling out of a country bus. In a cell phone video shot by a witness, Jordan Miller accuses Stokes' friend of stealing his iPhone. Miller and his friends, who lived in Johnson County, had a lot to drink that night. After Ryan's friend denies stealing the phone, the white guys start pushing the black guys, and the black guys push back. Stokes steps in the middle, trying to break it up. Police use pepper spray and the crowd scatters, but Miller complains to a bike cop who starts out after Ryan and his friends.
Northbound on McGee towards the 12th Street. Two black males, white t-shirts, black shorts.
That's dispatch tape of an officer saying two black males were accused of a stealing. Stokes and another friend were running a few blocks back to 12th and McGee, where their car was parked. Officer William Thompson was sitting in his cruiser across from that lot with his partner.
I took 4 or 5 steps and saw Stokes come between vehicles. I immediately saw the handgun in his right hand at waist level.
Shots fired! Shots fired! Hold it for a second. What's crossfire, man? What's crossfire?
Ryan Stokes was down. A bike cop named Daniel Straub gets to him first. He looks for a gun, doesn't find one, then rolls Ryan over and handcuffs him. Straub and Thompson look inside the car and find a gun on the front seat.
We got media down here in any particular place.
After the media arrived, the police officer's version of events was set in stone. Ryan Stokes was pronounced dead about 3:30 that Sunday morning. By 8 a.m., news reports said an armed black man had forced a standoff with police. Nareen got her son's death confirmed from TV News.
I didn't want to admit it. I didn't want to say Ryan's gone. You know, that's not coming home. No. So, I'm sorry. Because that was tough, you know?
Late that Sunday, family, friends, and neighbors were in her front yard paying respects when patrol cars blocked off the street and a dozen officers showed up, dressed in bulletproof vests.
They came to the house with their story that he had a gun, it was a standoff, wouldn't put it down, so they had a shooting 5 times in the chest.
But Nareen already knew that wasn't true. She had a friend who worked at the morgue.
And he said, they lied to you. He didn't have a gun. He didn't have a standoff with them. They did not shoot him 5 times in the chest. They shot him in the back.
Yet, the police story stayed in place. A Jackson County grand jury investigated, but they only called 2 witnesses, both police officers, and refused to indict Thompson. A year after Ryan's death, Thompson, who identifies as black, and his partner got a commendation. The Board of Police Commissioners said Thompson had saved other officers' lives that night.
I am here today because we are nearing the 5-year anniversary of Ryan's murder.
That's Ryan's uncle, Curtis Taylor, at a Board of Police Commissioners meeting earlier this month.
And we are still waiting for this board to correct the false narrative about his death.
All these years later, the truth is coming out. KCUR has obtained public records showing not a single witness saw Ryan with a gun, not even other police officers.
The only individual that ever stated at any time that he believed there was a gun present was the officer who shot Ryan.
Cindy Short is an attorney for the Stokes family. Documents from a federal civil rights lawsuit reveal that Ryan had his back to Thompson. The bike cop, Daniel Straub, had ordered Ryan to put his hands up. Ryan was facing Straub and obeying him when Thompson shot him twice in the back. Nathan Garrett, one of the police commissioners, says use of deadly force is something they mourn and regret, yet...
And regret is an unsuitable word when it's your loved one who has been harmed.
In fact, the gun found in the car that night belonged to Ryan's friend. It was tucked between the driver's seat and the console all night until the two officers looked in the car. And although police tried to pin a cell phone theft on Ryan's friend, they failed.
The facts that both parties now agree on is that Ryan did not have a gun. And he didn't have a gun when he approached the vehicle, and he didn't have a gun at the point that he was shot and killed.
Nareen Stokes will mark the five-year anniversary of Ryan's death on Saturday with friends and family. Her lawsuit asks that KCPD change two policies, foot pursuits and notification of next of kin. Nareen says she hopes her lawsuit will finally make the police give an honest picture of what happened to her son.
I buried him. I had his funeral. Now my son, to me, lives in a file. I got papers and...
If nothing else, she says she wants her lawsuit to clear her son's good name. It's Ryan Stokes. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.
You'll find more on this story at kcur.org or join us this morning at 11 for Up to Date when we'll talk with Ryan Stokes' mother, Nareen.